Vasudev Krishna Prabhu, Krishna Prithvi Mataji, and other devotees. Also, I would like to express my gratitude to His Grace Swami Smriti Prabhu, who asked me to speak, and also to Jagesh Prabhu for arranging such a nice program. Today we have 2-3 occasions. The most important occasion is that there are so many lordship enjoying insight. Shri Radha Gopinath ji, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ji, Gopal ji. Indeed, one time one person asked Prabhupada, he went to meet devotees, and sometimes when we become devotee, which is a fact actually, but sometimes we develop negative kind of expression. So he was actually asking everyone that why Krishna created this material world, because some devotees were telling that we should not do like this, we should not do like that, and things like that. So he said, he was asking actually, and everyone was saying, Dukhalayama Shashvatam, this material world is, you know, full of miseries, this and that, and he was not getting satisfactory answer. So he was asking, why Krishna has created this material world? And he went to Prabhupada, and he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, why Krishna created this material world? And Prabhupada, you know, knowing his mind, he told, for enjoyment. He became very happy. He said, there is one person at least who can understand my mind. Now, who knows actually why the world is created? Because, how piyo moch karo? Iske liye ye bana hai. And Prabhupada paused for a second and told, it is made for enjoyment, but Krishna's enjoyment, not your enjoyment. So anyway, Lord Sripa are enjoying. And today, also is Amit Prabhu's birthday. So he was telling me, so I said, okay, join for Mangal Aarti. What good thing will be there to, you know, come otherwise. And also we have Ritesh Prabhu, Ritesh Lahoti, whom I just came to know 2-3 days back. So, and your wife's name? Preeti Mata. So, we welcome these both wonderful souls here. So we will chant 3 times Hari Bol for Amit Prabhu and for Ritesh Prabhu and Preeti Mataji.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
तो मैं जैसे मैं अपने आप को रिमाइंड करने के लिए बोलते रहता हूँ कि हम जब भी इस तरह की भागवत क्लास में आवे, थोड़े हम श्रीमद् भागवतम से चर्चा कर रहे हैं, तो हमारा मूड कैसा होना चाहिए? व्हाट शुड बी अवर मूड व्हेन वी अप्रोच श्रीमद् भागवतम और श्रीमद् भगवद गीता? अवर मूड शुड बी दैट ऑफ ए पर्सन हु गोज टू द हॉस्पिटल, यू नो, लाइक टुडे दीपांशु प्रभु इज गोइंग फॉर सम ट्रीटमेंट. But anyway, also we thank Dipanshu Prabhu and Mataji for coming all the way from Musaffa. So we should have a mood of a person who goes to the hospital and not of a person who goes to a hotel. There is a lot of difference, because the person who goes to the hotel, he goes for enjoyment. Wo moch karne ke liye jata, manoranjan ke liye jata hai. Lekin jo aspatal jata hai vyakti, wo bimar hota hai and he is very desperate. He thinks that wo wahan pe manoranjan ke liye nahi jata hai. Manoranjan ke liye aur sadhan hai. So he knows that only doctors can treat me, only medicine can treat me. So therefore, when we come to the class like this or to the association of devotees, we should always approach in this mood, which is very, very important, that we are desperate, that we are in this material world. Only Krishna, who is the supreme doctor, can cure us. The prescription of Krishna is in Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And the medicine is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So we are reading from Canto 3, Canto entitled The Status Quo, Chapter 9, Chapter entitled Brahma's Prayer for Creative Energy, Text 11. Hare Krishna. Would like to seek your blessing as well. Hare Krishna. Tom.
Tvam
tvam bhakti yoga
bhakti yoga
bhakti yoga
bhakti yoga
bhakti yoga
bhakti yoga
paribhavita
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 prat
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 saroje
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 tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita rit saroja
tvam bhakti yoga
paribhavita rit saroja
tvam bhakti भक्ति योग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे आसे श्रुतेक्षिता श्रुतेक्षिता पठः पतः ननु ननु नाथ नाथ पुंसाम पुंसाम तं भक्ति योग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम यत्यत् यत्यत् धिया धिया ते ते उरुगाय उरुगाय विभावन्ति विभावन्ति विभावयन्ति तं भक्तियोग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम यद्यद्धियात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति यद्यद्धियात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति तत्तत् तत्तत् वपुः 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 प्रणयासे प्रणयसे सदनुग्रहाय सतनुग्रहाय सतनुग्रहाय तं भक्तियोग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम यद्यद्धियात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति तत्तद् वपुः प्रणयसे सदनुग्रहाय तं भक्तियोग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम यद्यद्धियात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति तत्तद् वपुः प्रणयसे सदनुग्रहाय तं भक्तियोग परिभावित रित सरोज आसे श्रुतेक्षित पथो ननु नाथ पुंसाम यद्यद्धियात उरुगाय विभावयन्ति तत्तद् वपुः प्रणयसे सदनुग्रहाय
in devotional service
paribhavita
being 100% engaged
of the heart
saroje
on the lotus asse you recite shruta ikshita seen to the ear
pataha
the path
nanu
now
Yeah.
Krishna by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Oh my Lord,
your devotees
can see you
through the ears
by the process of
bona fide hearing
and thus
their hearts
become cleansed
and you are so merciful
to your devotees
that you manifest yourself
in the particular
eternal form
of transcendence
in which
they always think of you.
Offered by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
The statement here that the Lord manifests Himself before the devotees in the form in which the devotee likes to worship Him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate so that desire of the devotee, so much so that He manifests His particular form on the devotee's demands. This demand of the devotee is satisfied by the Lord because He is
pliable
in terms of transcendental loving service of the devotee. This is the confirmed in Bhagavad Gita.
This
is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita for point 11. We should note, however, that the Lord is never the order supplier of the devotee. Here, in this verse, it is particularly mentioned, Tam Bhakti Yoge Prabhupada. This indicates the efficiency achieved through the executives of the execution of the material devotion
service
or prema above God. The state of prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with the bona fide devotees, and by such association, one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes proper initiation and the execution of the primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures. This is clearly indicated here by the verse Sudakeshita. The Sudakeshita path is to hear from the bona fide devotees who are conversant with Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiments. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of the all material rubbish, and thus he becomes attached to one of the many transcendental forms of the Lord as described in the Vedas. This attachment of the devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to natural inclination. Each and every living entity is originally attached to a particular type of transcendental service because he is eternally the servitor of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya says that the living entity is eternally a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, every living entity has a particular type of service relationship with the Lord eternally. This particular attachment is invoked by the practice of regulative devotional service to the Lord, and thus the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of the Lord, exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This threat of the devotee in the eternal form of the Divine form of the Lord is called Swarup Siddhi. The Lord sits on the lotus feet of the devotees in the eternal form of the pure devotee descends, and thus the Lord does not part Himself
from the devotees
as confirmed in the previous verse. The Lord, however, does not disclose Himself to a casual or unauthentic worshipper to be exploited. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10.25. Rather, by Yoga Maya, the Lord reminds, conceive to the non-devotees or casual devotees who are serving those sense gratification. The Lord is never visible to the pseudo-devotees who worship the demigods in charge of universal affairs. This conclusion is that the Lord cannot become the order supplier of the pseudo-devotees, but he is always prepared to respond to the desires of the pure, unconditional devotee who is free from all things of material infection.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become clinched and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So here we are reading from Brahmaji's prayer for creative energy, and we have we are on the 11th verse today. Last few couple of verse we are trying to understand how Brahmaji is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And here Brahmaji is saying that your devotees can see you through the ears. So this is very, very important, because in material world we have only the experience of seeing through eyes, not through ear. So everyone, we are trying to see and some people, they say that show me God, then only I will believe. If you can't show me, I can't believe. I believe only on seeing is believing. So we are habituated to see through our eyes. But the proper process described in the Vedas, you know, which Prabhupada also says here, Srutekshita, is Shruta means to hear and then understand. So we will see how this understanding is very, very important for a sadhaka who is trying to walk on the path of devotional service. Unless and until we understand this, we will not be able to understand the fine fiber of the devotional service. So one time, some astronauts, you know, who went on the, supposedly they claim that they went on the moon, but there are, you know, quite a few number of people who say that they didn't go actually. So, but anyway, whatever they claim, that they have landed on the moon. So they visited to one school and they were making presentation, and everyone was so excited that, you know, somebody has come from the other planet. So they were giving the presentation, and there was one small boy who was very curious. You know, he was quite religious. So he asked this astronaut that, did you see God there? Because we have been taught since time immemorial that, you know, God is somewhere there, you know, sitting up, watching us, what is happening. So he asked, did you see God there? And because this is a godless civilization, and indeed there is a way how to go on the moon planet. You know, Prabhupada wrote a nice book, Easy Journey to Other Planet, and Prabhupada distributing in the Delhi. And one time Prabhupada was in Jhansi when he was distributing this book, and Prabhupada told, please take this book, you know, and you can go to the other planet. Then that person told, you know, after going to that planet, can I come back to Jhansi? Prabhupada said, you can't come back. Then he said, I don't want to go. So we have, anyway, it is a godless civilization. We claim that God is dead. One time Nietzsche wrote, after, you know, outside a church, he wrote, God is dead, Nietzsche. After some time somebody wrote, Nietzsche is dead, God. You know, so whether the first sentence is correct or not, but second sentence is very much correct, because Nietzsche is no more in this world. So he is dead, God wrote. You know, so he told, Prabhuji, you can come inside. No problem. तो एक बच्चे ने पूछा उससे कि भगवान को देखा क्या चांद पे उधर, तो he told नहीं, God was not there actually, we did not see him, so that means he does not exist. So there was a priest who was there in that same class, and he told my dear child, he has not developed the art of seeing God here, how can he see God there? उसने ये यहाँ पर भगवान को देखने की कला जानी नहीं है, तो वो वहां कैसे जानेगा? So unless and until we know the art of seeing God here, you know, we can't see God there. So it's very, very important. See through the years, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is Guru of Srila Prabhupada, always insisted on this point, that don't try to see Krishna, try to serve him. Or he said, I don't try to see saintly person by eyes, try to see saintly person by ears. One time Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and as he was speaking, one person got up and he told, Swamiji, what is there on your forehead? And Prabhupada asked, what is there on your neck? He was wearing a tie, so he looked at it, and he didn't know. Prabhupada asked, why you wear this? And he had no answer. And Prabhupada told, when a saintly person comes, ask relevant question. No, don't ask what is Shrika, what is this and that. Say, try to understand what I am saying, Shrutekshita. And one time when few of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, they were going in Vrindavan, so they went for Vrindavan Parikrama, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was giving Bhagavatam class. So, as Bhagavatam class was going on, you know, they came wandering from, you know, all the temples, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked, aap log kahan gaye the? And they replied, hum sthaniya mandiron ke darshan karne ke liye gaye the Srila Prabhupada. And he said that apne adhyatmik guru ka Bhagavatam par lecture diya chhodkar sthaniya mandiron ke darshan karna samay ki barbadi karna hai. Then he said, kaan khol do taki aap spasht roop se dekh sako. So we are not interested in seeing Krishna, we are interested in loving Krishna. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that open your ears so that you can see Krishna. No, you can't see. And numerous examples are there in the Shastra that those who saw Krishna did not see Krishna. Any example? Most prominent is Duryodhan. He saw Krishna, he did not see Krishna. Sishupal, he saw Krishna, he did not see Krishna. So many people, Jarasandh, but there were so many others who actually Krishna was not even present, like when Vidura, we read in the same third canto, when he came and when Uddhava informed that Krishna was remembering you, you know, he went into total ecstasy, he was in tears. So this is important, art of hearing, art of seeing Krishna through ears, which is very, very important. And the whole Krishna consciousness starts with hearing. Now Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, Shravanam Kirtam Vishnu Smaranam. So Shravanam is the first limb of devotional service. And Prabhupada, if time permits, because today we are very, very late, if time permits, I will read out some quotation of Srila Prabhupada where he emphasized so much on hearing, that you hear and understand God. Don't try to see Krishna, try to serve him in such a way that he wants to see you. He wants, you know, become pleased with you. So Prabhuji has actually requested me, so I will try to quote some sloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita, although I don't know anything about Chaitanya Charitamrita. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is full of, you know, Amrit Dhara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, where Mahaprabhu, he says, Bhagavan prapti hetu ye kari upaya shravanadi bhakti krishna prapti rasahaya. Upaya means the means to attend anything, and sahaya means also means. He says that Bhagavan prapti hetu, to attend Bhagavan, the law of Godhead, this is Adi Lila 7.141 if you want. Ye kari upaya, what we have to do? We have to do some upaya. Shravanadi bhakti, the bhakti we should do, devotional service, how? Starting with Shravanadi, we should hear. Krishna Paptira Sahai, that is the only means of attending Krishna. Chaitanya Gosair Lila Amritera Dhara Sarvendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahara. That who hears this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, that Amritera Dhara, Chaitanya Gosair Lila Amritera Dhara Shravanendriya Tripta Hai Shravane Yahara. So it's such an important limb of devotional service that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself actually wrote only Sikshashtakam, which is available to the world. All other, whatever he wanted to impart the knowledge, he imparted through his disciples and his devotees, six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Indeed, tomorrow is disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, so if time permits, there is a subject matter, we will just try to briefly touch upon that. Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, through them he imparted. So when he was giving knowledge to Sanatana Goswami Pad, you know, he told one very, very important sloka, which is, you know, like the basis of how we can achieve Krishna Prema. he is saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse number 104 to 107 onward, it goes, Ebe sadhana bhakti lakshan suna sanatana yaha hoite pai krishna prema mahadhana. He says that how will you achieve the prema dhan of krishna prem, you know, the method is given here. He said that, my dear Sanatana, please now hear about the regulative principles of execution of devotional service, and we are all on the level of Vaidhi Bhakti. By this process one can attain the highest perfection of love of Godhead, which is the most desirable treasure. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Krishna Bhakti, if anyone is selling, you know, immediately buy it. And what is the mulya? He says lalyam. You know, you should be greedy to hear about Krishna. You should be greedy to take wherever Krishna Katha is going on, you know, I should go and hear that Krishna Katha. He says lalyam, ekmatra mulya. That is, you know, we should take. And Rupa Goswami, who is the Acharya and we are all called Rupanugas, he says that what nectar is there in this two syllable Krishna, that when I am chanting, I am desiring millions and millions of tongue to chant and millions of ears to hear the same. So Mahaprabhu says, Shravana dikriya tara sarupa lakshana tathasta lakshana upjaye prema dhana. He says Shravana dikriya. This process begins with hearing. And then he quotes this most important sloka where he says, Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabu noy shravanadi shuddha chitta koriye udoy. This is very, very important. He says Nitya siddha krishna prema, that this Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabu noy, it is actually in the heart of the living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. So this is very, very important. And His Grace Deenabandhu Prabhu and also Sarvabhaum Prabhu, they give very, very nice example. They say that when you are in Vrindavan or any village, you have hand pump. You have seen hand pump? So when you are, you know, you try to, you know, take water, you have to, kya bolte chalane ko? You have to, you have to make the pump, and then the water will come out. But sometimes what happens, that water does not come out. You know why? Because there is a vacuum. And what is the process of taking water? If you know, people from village will know that you take one bucket of water, pour water on the hand pump, and then you do the pump and the water will come out. You know, so this is some technique which even scientists are not able to figure out. Or, you know, some so same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is actually there. The love of Godhead is not to be obtained from anywhere else actually. It is there dormant inside, and therefore he says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Noy Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Koriya Udoy. As we pour the water on the hand pump, the water from within comes out. As what is the method of bringing Krishna Prema? You hear. So we have to pour water of Krishna Katha from our ears to our heart, and then the heart will erupt, you know, in Krishna Prema. So sometimes some devotees are, you know, like, they are like, I have heard example like, you know, petrol pump, you know, or a tank of petrol, that if you just a little spark of Krishna Bhakti, immediately it explodes, immediately, you know, and then they will go into ecstasy. The same example we saw of Vidura, that as soon as Uddhava told that Krishna was remembering you, he went into a total madness, total ecstasy. He was not knowing what is happening actually. And some people like us, you know, so much we hear, nothing happens actually. So therefore Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Tarunya amrit paravar taranga lavanya sar tadake bhavodgama vamsi dhvani chakrapat narir manat trinapat tadake dubai nahoyudgama. He says Krishna's tarunya amrit paravar, that he is eternal beautiful, he is tarunya amrit, you know, Krishna is full of nectar. Tarunyamrit paravar, and what happens that this Tarunyamrit is like a bhavara. Nadi mein jo bhavara ghumte rehta hai, us tarah se. So when chakravat, when it comes, hurricane or, you know, like Trinavrat, when it comes, what happens? Everything which is light, actually it goes up. You know, when chakravat comes, everything, you know, whatever is light, it actually goes in the air. But whatever is hard, tough, heavy, is actually on the ground only, like when it comes, all the straw, all the leaves, all the small plastic thali and all that, they will actually go in the air, but all the stones, they remain on the earth only. So the analogy is given that narir mana trinapat, that the heart of nari, who is nari? Gopis. Narir mana trinapat, they are like trina and path. Trina is straw and path is leaves. They are like dry leaves. So when Krishna vamsi dhvani chakravat, when Krishna's flute plays chakravat, and then immediately it actually their mind goes narir mana trinapat tadake dubai na ho udgama. And when it, but what happens to our heart? Because our heart is not like trinapat, our heart is like stones. It remains down only, nothing happens actually. So it is very, very important. So some people, just by hearing the name of Krishna, they will go mad actually. And some people, because obviously we can't imitate like sahajiyas, it is very, very important that it should be natural. And how it will come? By the process of devotional service. What is the process of devotional service? Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaran. The more we will hear, and then it will gradually go. No, we can't act like sahajiyas. One time, Shri Haridas Thakur, he was there, and one snake charmer came. And the snake charmer started actually playing the, kya bolte usko?
Bean.
But English kya bolte pata? Whatever it is, bean bajana suru kiya usne. And Haridas Thakur, and what he was singing, he was seeing how Krishna subdued Kaliya. He was telling ki Krishna ne Kaliya ka daman kis tarah se kiya, wo baja raha tha. Aur usko dekhkar Haridas Thakur, his intention was something else actually, to earn money. But Haridas Thakur went mad into ecstasy. And then there was another Brahmana who thought, and everyone came actually, and Haridas Thakur ke pair pad rahe the. And they were offering obeisances that how much love he has for Krishna. And when this was seen by another person, he came and he thought, I will also imitate like Haridas Thakur. And he started imitating, and this snake charmer, he removed his shoes and started beating this person so much that he became black and blue. And he started running. And then all the other people, they asked that when Haridas Thakur actually did like this, you offered obeisances, but this person, when he did, you started beating him. He said that this is the difference between the bona fide and the charlatan, who are not bona fide actually. Some people, they just claim, they become sahajiyas, sahaj gopira preme, that they don't have any love of Krishna, but still, they try to imitate, and these imitators are very, very dangerous. So we should be very, sometimes, like, these people, they give Bhagavat Katha, and Bhagavatam, they charge money, and there are people who goes to hear the Bhagavat Katha, and in this Bhagavat Katha, everyone starts crying, like the person who is speaking, sometimes he also cries. So he cries, and one person starts crying very loudly, and others are not at all affected. So the second person starts crying, then third person starts crying, the whole hall is started crying, and then everyone is how much bhakti you have is judged from the handkerchief, that how much tears you have collected. And here, suppose in our class, if somebody is giving class and one person starts crying, everyone will look at him. Prabhu, what happened, Prabhu? Any problem? Don't worry, Prabhu. The class will be over soon. No problem. It will not go on. No, prasadam will come. We have prasadam. Don't worry. So everyone is looking there. But some people, so we should be very, very careful from sahajiya. Actually, this sahaj prem will erupt when we will follow the proper process of bona fide chanting, hearing, dancing, feasting, and all these things. So when we talk about seeing through ears or hearing, there are actually three ways of acquiring knowledge. One is called pratyaksh, one is called anuman, and one is called shabd. Pratyaksh aksh means eyes. Meenakshi means a lady who has eyes like a fish. So aksh means eyes. So whatever is in front of my eyes, I believe. Seeing is believing. So you say, so show me God. If you can show me, I will believe. Otherwise, I don't believe. I am very scientific. I don't put faith. You are all putting your faith in God and all these things. But we put faith so many places. When we go in the aeroplane, do we ask that, I am trying to go to Calcutta, but the plane might go to Delhi. Who knows? And anyone has opened the cockpit and goes inside and tells, tera certificate bata hai kya certificate? You can. So anyway, but the problem with pratyaksha is many. What is the problem? That we can't actually see. See, I'll tell you. What is the most closest thing from the eyes? We see through the eyes, right? What is the most closest thing to the eyes? Nose.
Eyelid.
Go more closer.
Eyelid.
Yes, eyelid is the most closest. Can we see eyelid with our eyes? We can't even see our eyelid with our eyes. Forget about seeing God. No, we can't. And if a person who is standing few feet away, can we see him? We can't see him. So the fact is that Vedas say that our senses are imperfect. You know, a human being has four inherent defects in our human body, whatever it is. One is that we have imperfect senses. Our hearing range is limited. Our seeing range is limited. Our everything is limited, actually. So four defects are that our senses are imperfect. Second is we commit mistakes. And because of our imperfect senses, we commit mistake. And then we are illusioned. We commit mistake and we are illusioned. And then when we are illusioned, to cover up those mistakes, we do something which is known as cheating propensity. So we engage in cheating. So that is the inherent nature of a person. You know, I can't say that, you know, I am not cheating. Everyone has cheating propensity. Some have in, you know, big way. Like one time, one thief was caught in Alexander's time. And he was brought in front of Alexander the Great. And Alexander, he asked him that, you know, what punishment should we give it to you? And he said that you give that punishment which is given to the topmost thief. And he said that why you will give me punishment? First of all, you tell me. And he was very bold. So Alexander, he said that nobody has this much of courage actually to stand in front of me and tell. And then he asked, he said that why I am telling you like this? Because whatever I am doing on a smaller level, you are doing on a bigger level. You know, I am a small time thief, you are a big time thief. You know, I just, you know, do small pickpocketing and all, but you are doing big countries. So he said eventually there is no difference between you and me. And this is a true story. And actually Alexander, chhod diya usko, bola ke theek hai, ja. So this propensity of cheating is, you know, very much is there. One time one person was walking on the road and he came across one hotel, and on the hotel it was written that come, eat as much as you can, don't pay any bill, your grandson will pay. He got so much inspired, entered into the hotel and started eating. Eat to the, you know, fullest extent, my grandson will pay, no problem. So as he was walking out, you know, the manager of the hotel tapped him on the shoulder and he told, sir, bill. He said, what is this? You told that my grandson will pay. He said, that is fine, sir, but this is your grandfather's bill. So he wanted to cheat. He got cheated, actually. So sometimes, you know, Krishna, he says that I am the, you know, among the cheater, I am the gambling match. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, nobody can cheat Krishna, actually. We try to, so important is that, you know, we have this inherent four defects in us. So our senses cannot be perfect. So seeing God through eyes is ruled out, you know, not possible. We can't see so many things, actually. And then, second is Anuman. Anuman is, you know, that you see something and you start, you know, speculating. Kuch anuman lagana shuru karte hain. So that is the second way, and we can't, you know, we'll not go too much deep into that. But the important thing is anuman se you cannot achieve. Like for example, the person who is blind, you know, he goes and holds the elephant's trunk. The second person goes and held elephant's leg. Third person goes and holds elephant's tail. Fourth person goes and he puts hand on the elephant's stomach. Everyone will give another, you know, their experience. Somebody will say the elephant is like a pipe. Somebody will say elephant is like a pillar. Somebody will say elephant is like a wall. Elephant is like a rope. So you can't, you know, anuman. The third important is shabd. So we can know God only by shabd. And shabd is what? Hearing. Like if we want to know who is our father, the best person is mother. If mother says full stop, you know, nothing. Otherwise there is another method also to find out, you know, which is called DNA, gene. You know, you go and take gene of all the person in the world and find out who is my father. It is time consuming, you know, so many years it will take and you will not be sure. So when mother tells, you know, some child might argue, you know, how mother, you know, my father is so black, I am so white, you know, how can, but all these are ruled out. Mother says full stop, like Vedas, you know, Vedas say cow dung is pure, full stop, nothing. If you touch any other stool, you have to take bath, but if you touch cow dung, no problem, already cured. So now scientists, they are doing research and they said, yeah, it has some antiseptic properties, so it is pure. But Vedas have told, you know, Ved Vakya Khalas, there is no argument. So Shabda Praman is the best Praman. So we have to believe in God by Shabda. But the problem is sometimes our belief is depending upon time, place and circumstances. If time tells me to be a spiritual, I will be spiritual. If time tells me not to be spiritual, I will not be. You know, we have so many experiences, we can introspect that sometimes when there is a need, you know, we become devotee. When there is no need, you know, we remove the mask of the devotee. So that should not happen actually. You know, like there was an example that one sadhu, one villagers, they invited sadhu. And the sadhu came, and the first question he asked to the audience, that how many of you sitting in the audience believe in God? Everyone raised the hand. And sadhu said, you know, my whole business is to convince people, you know, to believe in God, and you already believe, so I am going. So he went away. And they thought, yara, itna bada kharcha kiya, pandal banaya, you know, sadhu aaya, chala gaya. Okay, wapis gaya uske paas, leke aaya, dobara. Second time, and then they decided that abhi hum log bolenge koi bhagwan mein manta nahi hai, so haath mat uthana. So he asked, how many of you believe in God? Nobody raised the hand. And then he said, see, my purpose is to tell people, and you are non-believers, you know what to, you know what purpose I will achieve by telling you, so I am going. So he went away. So they got bewildered. Third time they thought ki kuch to karna padega. Then they divided, they said 50% haath utha, 50% mat utha. So like that. So then sadhu asked, how many you believe in God? 50% people. So sadhu said, those who believe convince those who don't believe. A hilarious story, but has a powerful message. The message is that depending upon time, place and circumstances, we believe in God or sometimes we don't believe in God. Sometimes when person who becomes so wealthy, so rich, everything is going fine, nothing, he says, I don't care for God, I don't believe in God. But when the child becomes sick, you know, the same person will go and do Govardhan Parikrama. No? He will fall at the feet of sadhu, say, tell anything. Hey, my child is serious. No, I am religious. And some people, you know, they have tag of, you know, being religious. So important thing, one time one person, he was going for an interview. And then he went into the bathroom and frantically he was searching for kumkum. So the other person asked, why are you searching for kumkum today? You are atheist actually, you don't believe in God. And he said, that I just saw the interviewer going in the room for the interview and he is wearing tilak. So he is a religious person. So if I wear tilak, you know, my chances of selection is better. So we believe, and sometimes people claim that, you know, we are Gnostics, we don't believe. One person, it's a true story, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, who is in Chapati temple, you know, he is a doctor. One of his friend, he opened a big clinic. So when he opened the clinic, he invited Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Radha Gopinath Prabhu went there. And then he saw that, you know, nice arrangements are there. And he saw that in the corner, there is Satyanarayan Puja going on. So then he went to the doctor and he said, come on, you know, how can you do like this? He said that you were always atheist. You know, you didn't believe in God. You never believed in God. You were an atheist. He said, I am an atheist. No, what I was, I am still an atheist. Then he said, what is this Satyanarayan Puja you are doing? He said, look, yaar, no, 50 lakh ka kharcha gaya clinic ke andar. 500 rupees ki puja karane mein kya jata hai? No, 500 I can just pay, no problem. You know, 50 lakhs I have spent it. So if there is something called God, you know, why to trouble him? You know, why to invite trouble? 500 rupees, no, de dega, chalega. So like that, you know, we have the intention. But the important thing is, a person who actually hears can only understand God. A person who does not hear, you know, therefore sometimes some people, they don't understand. One person asked Prabhupada, that Swamiji, why you do so much of kharcha for the archa? You know, the deities are called archa. Why do you so much kharcha for the archa? And they said that they can't understand why we do so much of kharcha for the archa, because they don't hear Bhagavat charcha. Now once they hear Bhagavat charcha, you know, their eyes and ears, everything will open up and will understand that what is, you know, God. So there are, you know, three eyes of acquiring knowledge. You know, this is different. One is knowing about God. One is eyes of knowledge, that, you know, you have knowledge, you understand Krishna's power, you understand Krishna's energy. Through energy you get attraction. You know, the attraction comes from energy. A person, you know, like why so many people are attracted to Sachin Tendulkar, you know, because he has some power, some energy. You know, like for example, if a person is sitting here and giving class, and suppose Sachin Tendulkar comes and attends the class, And although the person is speaking, you know, Prabhuji is giving class, but everyone will look at Sachin Tendulkar. Why? You know, because he has some power. But the same Sachin Tendulkar goes in African jungle, you know, nobody will know. And if you give introduction of Sachin Tendulkar that, you know, he is best man of India and all this thing, they will look at you and they will compare who has more, you know, flesh, you or he. So they will first target the person who is giving introduction. So first we should know the energy of the Lord. If we know the energy of the Lord, the attraction will be there. And then we can actually, you know, approach. So eyes of knowledge is important. Second is eyes of service. Now some people might not have any knowledge actually, or they are very, very simple, but they serve Krishna. And if you do some service, exceptional service, then Krishna will become pleased. You know, like there is an example that, you know, what was his name in US? Jimmy Carter, I think. You know, Jimmy Carter in US, when he became president, you know, he did a lot of propaganda and all this thing. And after he became president, and he was going through the newspaper and he was seeing that how, you know, all this thing happened actually. And at one page, he saw that there are Hare Krishna devotees and they have some banner in their hand. And, you know, on the wall, there was this vote for Jimmy Carter and they were doing Nagar Sankirtan down. And he said that everyone is doing, but this is something different actually. You know, they are attracting. And he told his secretary, I want to take lunch with this person tomorrow. Find out who is this person. And then secretary said, how I will find out, you know? First of all, they all look alike. You know, they all have same hairstyle. Very difficult to find out. But he said nothing. So he told, no, find out. And actually, you know, they just searched, found out that particular person, he had lunch with Jimmy Carter. So, you know, like in a normal circumstances, that poor devotee will never have a chance to go to Jimmy Carter. But because he did some exceptional service by which he was pleased and he called him. So if we do something special for Krishna, you know, otherwise, you know, same ahar nidra bhaya maithurancha samanyam he pashubhi naranam dharmo hi tesham adhiko vishesho dharmena hina pashubhi saman. So if we do something, then Krishna will recognize. And third is eyes of love or prem. That some devotees, as I told, you know, they are like petrol tank. Something happens, no, blast. So one time Garuda, he was fanning Lord Krishna and he was saying that I am always carrying, but you know, let me fan. When he was fanning, he was remembering the pastimes of the Lord and his eyes were full of tears and he was not able to see Krishna, so he was cursing that, you know, why these tears are coming. And you know, one example is given that when Narasimha Dev appeared, you know, everyone was so afraid from Narasimha Dev, but Prahlad was not afraid. What is the reason? He was devotee, that is fine. But you know, when I heard this, I really liked one person. He told that everyone was looking at the face of Narasimha Dev and they were getting terrified because he was very, very furious. You know, he came as the face was like a lion. You know, the eyes were red hot and everything. They were furious when they were looking at the face of Lord Narasimha Dev. But Prahlad was very, very calm. Why? Because he was looking at the feet. So when we look at the face of Krishna, you know, this Virat Roop, universal Roop is also, so therefore we have to serve. So these eyes of service, when we do service to Krishna, he actually recognizes us. And therefore this devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, they say that when we try to hear Krishna Katha, how it is nectar at every step. Vayam tu navitrapyama उत्तम श्लोक विक्रमे यशृणवत रसज्ञानम स्वादु स्वादु पदे पदे. It says that on every step, पदे पदे, स्वादु स्वादु पदे पदे, at every step there is a nectar. And therefore even Bhagavatam, you know, like we have this important shloka which Prabhupada quoted in Markane Bhagavad Dharma, Shravanatam Swakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam, which starts, no, it starts with hearing. So we will just try to read something from the purport. Prabhupada says that the statement here that the Lord manifests himself from the devotee in the form in which they like to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of a devotee. And we have, you know, various types of urges. You know, like we have urge to eat, you know, hunger. Then we have urge to drink something. Then we have urge to speak. We have so many urges. So there is one more urge, which is urge to worship. You know, and therefore we find that those who don't worship God, they worship so many other personalities, film stars, cricketers, they make big, big temples. Indeed, there is a temple in Tamil Nadu of Jayalalitha, where they do everything. Now what we do for the deities, they change the sari, you know, they do abhishekam, everything is there. So, you know, we should know where to repose our love. Otherwise, you know, we will just, you know, go to there. So it's very, very important that the devotees worship only Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how they know who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? By Shrutekshita, by hearing from the Vedas. And Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that bhajan kriya or you know, hearing is very, very important. What happens, like, you know, when I say this urge to worship, how it develops? Now sometimes what happens, the first thing is we hear, you know, like we hear about Sachin Tendulkar, you know, you take this example only, we hear about him, and sometimes some people are not interested in cricket, but so much propaganda is going on, you know, they also become interested in that. Okay, mere ko bhi dekhne de, you know, otherwise main bheed se akhela reh jayega. So they hear so much about them, and then by hearing, you know, they develop some taste. Okay, kush hai. Then after hearing, what happens? They speak. Because what happens, you know, when so many people are there, like last time when I was speaking in the hall, I was saying that as soon as the lecture is over, you know, we start speaking so many things. You know, because here only one person is speaking, everyone else is silent. So they also have urge to speak something. So after the lecture is over, you know, we start speaking. Whatever, you know. So, but obviously, you know, the difference is the devotees speak only Krishna Katha, which is good. But if it is not Krishna Katha, our speaking is of no use. So we start speaking to be in the crowd. You know, मैं भी जानता हूँ कुछ सचिन तेंदुलकर के बारे में ना, थोड़ा मेरा भी सुनो, मेरी आवाज सुनो. So हम हमारी आवाज सुना था. उसके बाद then we remember, हाँ, because if you remember then only you can speak. And like this, you know, then you start worshipping them. So the worship actually also comes from the hearing part. So you hear about some personality, and then you develop. Prabhupada in the purport, he says that this attachment of the devotee to a particular form of Lord is due to natural inclination. That why devotees are attracted to Krishna and not to the film stars, because there is a natural inclination. Like when Shand and Amarak asked Prahlad Maharaj that you know, why you are actually you know, speaking and chanting about Lord Vishnu, and he said that what to do, I am naturally attracted to Vishnu as the iron filings are attracted to the magnet. You know, iron filing jo loha hota hai, lohe ke tukde, wo automatic magnet ki taraf chale jate hain. If magnet is there, you know, you don't need anything, they will just travel through that. So he said that I am just like, you know, naturally I am attracted, and this is the example given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that I am naturally attracted towards Lord. But this iron filing, Srila Prahlad Maharaj, is so powerful that it had attracted magnet only. You know, like the small iron filing will get attracted to magnet, but magnet, Sri Narasimha Dev Bhagwan, he got attracted to iron filing, and from there he came down actually. He appeared from the pillar. So Prabhupada said that this is natural inclination. That Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. And Prabhupada gives a nice fantastic example. He says that like typewriter. If typewriter is in the heaven or the hell, no difference for typewriter. It will do cat, 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 cat. No, Prabhupada makes that sound. He said that it will do cat, 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 whether in heaven or hell. So similarly, we should be there. You know, we should be serving Krishna, whether in hell or heaven. That should be our, you know, natural inclination we should develop. And then, Prabhupada also says that because they are so much attached to the Lord manifests in the particular form. Like if you read in the translation, here Srila Prabhupada is saying, that and you take their seat there, and you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So whatever form we think of Krishna, we get attracted to Krishna in that. And there are so many examples, we will try to, you know, speak few examples. Like, you know, one most prominent example is manifestation of Sri Radha Ramanji due to the desire of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami. As I told earlier, tomorrow is the disappearance day of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami. He desired to see Krishna, and Krishna manifested. How he manifested, we will see. Second is the manifestation of form of Gaur Nitai in Ambika Kalna, no? Due to the desire of Gauridas Pandit. Then in Mahaprakash Leela, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested his form different from a form in the different desires of the devotees. Like, you know, when Murari Gupta, he was offering obeisances, and he manifested himself in the form of Lord Ramchandra, because Murari Gupta was very much attached to Lord Ramchandra. And one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to test his attachment, he told that Murari, chant the name of Krishna. And Murari tried chanting name of Krishna. Krishna's name was not coming out. What was coming out? Ram. So he was trying to chant Kram, you know, like that. He will chant. And then he said that I am very, very sorry. And he wanted to do suicide. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that, why Murari you are doing like this? He is saying that I am not able to fulfill your order. You are telling me to chant the name of Krishna and I am not able to leave the name of Lord Ramchandra. So therefore I am going and committing suicide. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, glorious is the master who has servant like Murari Gupta, and glorious is the servant who has master like Lord Ramchandra. No? So one time Hanumanji also, like Hanumanji is very, very pleased doing his seva, servitor, dasyam. He does not want to become friend like Arjuna or like serve like Radharani. So they are situated in their natural propensities, in natural inclination, and they are fully satisfied. Like, you know, there is a small example also, like when Vamandev, he came to the arena of Bali Maharaj, there Padyavali, no? Padmavati, what is his name?
Padyavali.
She had desire that, oh, such a beautiful, you know, boy, I want to, you know, she developed a desire to feed her through her breast. So in the next incarnation, you know, he became Krishna and she became Putna, and she fed. And then when he covered the whole you know, planet of Bali Maharaj, you know, she had desire to kill Krishna. So Krishna gave that chance also. So whatever we desire, Prabhupada quotes in the purport, ye yathamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyam. And the so many examples, when Krishna entered in the arena where Kamsa called him, so many people saw Krishna in different, same Krishna, but some people saw him like death personified. Some people saw him like, you know, nice friend. So Krishna, he manifest. So, you know, speaking about Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to travel, he was in South India in Srirangam Chhetra for Chaturmasa. Now Chaturmasa has started. So this was the same period when he was there. And there he stayed in the house of Venkat Bhatt. And Venkat Bhatt approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The story is very long. I will just try to cut short, you know, to come to the main point. He invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there for 4 months. And then Venkat Bhatt, he had a very nice small son. His name was Gopal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give so much of mercy to Gopal. And when he will have prasadam, he will call Gopal and give his remnant with his own hand to Gopal. You know, thus he will, you know, this is very, very important. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that these are three most important things which we should obtain at any cost, whatever happens actually. What are these three things? Bhakta pad dhuli, bhakta pad jal, bhakta bhukta shesha, tini mahabal. He says tini mahabal. These are the three important. Bhakta pad dhuli, the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Bhakta pad jal, the water which has washed the lotus feet of a pure devotee. And bhakta bhukta shesha, the remnants available from the devotees. Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is... So these are most important. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feed Gopal, and 4 months were over, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was again going back from Srirangam, and Venkat Bhatt, he became, you know, overwhelmed with ecstasy, and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't go. Please stay here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my mission is to preach. You know, so I have to go. And then he started walking, and this Gopal actually came and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became unconscious. And he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't go. So for the sake of Gopal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for few more days in Srirangam. And then when he actually initiated Gopal, and then he ordered that when your parents, you know, leave their body, you go to Vrindavan and meet Rupa Sanatan that time. So although Gopal had such a desire to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the same time, but he said, no, you stay there, do your duty, household duty, take care of your parents very nicely, and after your parents leave, you come. So when Gopal's parent went back to Vaikuntha, he was 30 years old. He traveled to Vrindavan, and when he was going to Vrindavan, he met Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami that Gopal Bhatt will come, and you treat him as if your brother. So this is also a very, very important point, that we should treat all our God brothers like our brother. So Gopal was there and the message was sent to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopal has come, and you know they were very very happy. After a few years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet. Gopal was in total in separation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was crying tears to achieve the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream and told Gopal, if you want to have my association, go to Nepal. So he instructed him to go to Nepal. Gopal Bhatt, he traveled to Nepal and he went to one river called Gandaki River, Kali Gandaki River. And in Gandaki River, when he was taking his bath and he put his kamandalu inside, and as he was taking the water, few shaligrams came inside. And then he removed the shaligrams, because this shaligram shila is available only in Gandaki River. It is not available anywhere in the world. And this shaligram shila are not carved with hand. You know, this is carved by one insect actually, and which has also the form of different form of the Lord on different shaligrams. You know, this is also a very interesting subject matter. Maybe some other time, if we have chance, we'll speak. So few shaligrams came into the kamandalu. Gopal Bhatt actually removed the shaligram, because shaligram worship is very very difficult. You can't just start worshipping shaligram. You should have permission from your spiritual master, and you should know the method actually. Anyway, so some shaligram came, he removed it. Again, when he put inside, again shaligrams came. Then he again removed. Third time when he put, again shaligrams actually jumped into the kamandalu. Then he understood that it is actually desire of the Lord that I take this shaligram. So there were 12 shaligram sila. He took it to the Vrindavan and he started worshipping the shaligram sila. Now, externally, seeing through the eyes, the problem is the shaligram does not have any form. It is just like a round stone. No, shaligram does not have any form. So therefore, seeing through ear is very, very important. So one time, one big wealthy merchant came and he gave lot of jewelry and dress to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And he told that, please, you know, take this dress for your worship. And Gopal Bhatt said that, I don't want, because I don't have deities actually. I have only shaligram, you know, I can't worship like this. And he insisted, he said, no, you keep it. And then Gopal Bhatt Goswami kept it. And then Gopal Bhatt Goswami had desire to dress the Lord. And he was thinking. And it was actually the next day of Narasimha Chaturdashi. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami was meditating on the nice pastime of the Lord, that how Lord Krishna is performing his pastime. And he was thinking that when Lord Narasimha Dev can appear from a pillar, he can manifest from a pillar, why not my Krishna appear from shaligram sila? And like this thinking, he just actually, you know, rested for some time. And the shaligram sila was covered with a tokri. And then he went to Jamuna early morning to take his bath. And when he removed the tokri, lo and behold, he found the beautiful form of Sri Radha Raman Devji. You know, Radha Raman Ji, he appeared. And this Krishna with 3-4 binding form in black in color, it has, you know, everything, you know, nice features. So there were 11 shaligram sila, and 12th shaligram sila, which was Damodar sila, appeared as Radha Raman Dev. And then he was totally in ecstasy, and he informed Roop Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And Roop Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, along with other devotees, they arranged for a huge festival of manifestation of Sri Radha Raman. And till now, this deity of Radha Raman is worshipped in Vrindavan Dham. And this is the only deity, you know, which is original, which is there in the Vrindavan. All other deities, when Aurangzeb attacked, we are moved to Jaipur. And this Radha Raman deity is such a nice that, you know, the Goswamis worshipping in the temple, that they tell that when they massage the feet of the Lord, sometimes he smiles and you can see the two teeth. It has actually teeth also inside when he manifested. And when a deity is carved, you know, they are not exact. You know, like some inch difference or, you know, some centimeter difference is there, but he is exact. So this was the manifestation. So where, you know, Brahmaji says that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendent in which they always think of you. Now similarly, there is another story of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit was very, you know, one of the most important associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Subala Sakha in his incarnation in Krishna Leela. And he had, you know, kind of a, you know, fatherly love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he will invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to his house. He used to stay in one place called Ambika Kalna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went to his place, you know, rowing the boat with his own hand, and that oar, patwar, is still there in Ambika Kalna. We can go and actually see. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they were there in the house of Gauridas Pandit, he made beautiful preparation, so many saak, and different varieties of preparation he made. He offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and then after fully satisfying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that now I must leave. And he told, no, you can't leave from here. He said that how, you know, you can't just capture me like this. My mission is to preach, to propagate the glories of the Lord. And then he started crying. He said, no, you can't leave from here. And then after so much of, you know, to and fro, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an idea. He said, okay, I will manifest into deity form and I will give this deity to you. You worship this deity and there is no difference between this deity and me. And then in front of his eyes, there were four lords, two Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two Nityananda Prabhu. And they were all, you know, identical, same. And then he got confused that, you know, who is real, who is not real. And then two deities were there and two lords started walking. Then he said, no, you can't go. He said that if they want to go, let them go, you stay here. Meaning if deities want to go, let them go, you stay here. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, no problem. They became deities and deities actually started walking. And then he said, no, you can't go. Then say, if they want, they can go, you stay here only. So those became again deities and these deities became live, you know, and they started walking. Then he said, no, you can't go like this. So many times it went, you know, he fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started crying, you can't leave like this. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood, and then Gauridas Pandit also understood that I can't actually capture Lord like this. He has a mission. So the two deities of the Lord remained there, and which is there in Ambika Kalna, which is near Shantipur in Mayapur. So whenever, you know, there is an occasion to visit, we must try to visit Ambika Kalna. And like Banke Bihari ji, every few seconds they close the curtain, because they have you know, this one belief that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda will jump out of the altar and they will go away. One time Gauridas Pandit had one disciple called Chaitanya. So Chaitanya, he arranged a nice beautiful you know, Gaur Purnima festival on the bank of Mother River Ganga. And you know, so many people came, actually all the devotees from all the corners of that side, Bengal and Orissa, they came, and there was nice big festival and huge Sankirtan was going on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they jumped out of the altar and actually went and participated in the Kirtan. And when Gauridas Pandit and Pujari came to worship, they said that, you know, altar is empty. You know, on the throne Singhasan, there is nobody. And then Gauridas Pandit, as a Subal, understood that they had gone there. So he picked up a stick in his, you know, like Krishna is, you know, when we worship Krishna in awe and reverence, you know, there is so many puja, archana, mudra, so many yantra tantra is going on. But when there is a natural love of prajvasis, you know, they don't care for anything. So he removed the stick and went to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So when he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, that Gauridas Pandit is coming with full force with the stick. He became afraid, actually. So Lord becomes afraid from his devotee. And what did he do? He wanted to go, but he said, from where I will go? So he jumped in the heart of Chaitanya. And from that day, his name becomes Hriday Chaitanya. So this Hriday Chaitanya is the guru of Shyamananda Pandit, you know, whose guru is Gauridas Pandit. So Shyamananda Prabhu is one very, very important personality, who is the first book distributor in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He, along with two other devotees, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. These three devotees, they brought all the books from Vrindavan and to Bengal. So this is, you know, the desire of the devotee, that because of the desire of the devotee, the Lord manifests. And we know for sure that because of the desire of one person, Lord has manifested in so many wonderful different forms, not only in India but all around the world. And that is Krishna Kripa Murti Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
It was desire of Srila Prabhupada, and he has installed 110 temples when he was there on the planet, and now we have almost 500 temples all over the world where the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, Radha Govindev, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, so many forms of the Lord have been established there, and now the people are worshipping it every look and corner of the world. Here also, sitting in the Arab land, you know, we are trying to discuss about Lord Krishna, and we have such a beautiful form of Radha Gopinath here, Gaur Nitai, we have Radha Muralidhar, so many deities are there here actually. So this is desire of Srila Prabhupada. He had desire, Krishna manifested because of desire of Srila Prabhupada. And now, like one time, you know, the previous verse Prabhupada writes in the purport that factory is another name for hell. So one time Prabhupada went to London, and one reporter asked Prabhupada on the airport, Swamiji, you described about hell is planet in your books. Have you seen hell? And you can imagine, this is on London airport, in the London, UK. Some reporter is asking him, which is telecasted, and Prabhupada told, yes, London is hell. And he explained how London is hell. And he told, in hell there is no light. In London there is no light. Sun never comes actually. So like this, but the sun never sets in ISKCON. Prabhupada told that you wanted to stop Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, you could not stop. Now, the Britishers, when they were ruling us, they never understood that what is this log of wood. You know, by looking at 10 lakh people, they come. One day before Rath Yatra, nobody is there. One day after Rath Yatra, nobody is there. On the day of Rath Yatra, 10 lakhs people are there pulling, you know, log of woods. So they could not understand what is this. And Prabhupada said, you could not stop Rath Yatra in our country, but I started Rath Yatra in your country. So in London, when the Rath Yatra is there, just recently we had in Bhaktivedanta, huge Rath Yatra. Thousands and lakhs of people came in San Francisco on Rath Yatra Day. That is the publicly declared holiday, and 4 lakh people attend. Can you imagine in America, Rath Yatra? So this is the manifestation of Jagannath, you know, by the desire of Srila Prabhupada. He, you know, everywhere Prabhupada created the revolution. And this also manifestation of Jagannath is also, you know, very, very nice, but you know, we don't have much time to discuss about it, so we will not tell. But the most important form which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us is our Lord Sri Krishna Vrajendra Nandana. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Satanyas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Varvadhu Vargeya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matmidam Tatra Dara Napara. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam says, this is the Amalam Puran, and that is the Mat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesa Taneya, Lord Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Son of Nanda, is to be worshipped. So I will just take 5-7 more minutes because we were delayed today. I'll tell you later. So actually in this material world, Lord manifests in 5 forms. This I have told in previous time also, but it is very relevant here. So Lord manifests in 5 main forms. Which are these 5? Para, Vyuh, Vibhava, Antaryami and Arch. These are the 5 manifestation. Para is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, sitting in Golok Vrindavan. I mean, now we are sitting here in this material world. Do we have access to Golok Vrindavan directly? In one way, no. So we can't go and worship Para form of the Lord. We can't go worship Krishna directly. So Krishna then expands into Vyuh form. Vyuh are actually Chaturbhuj. So Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudeva and Sankarshan, he comes. So Chaturbhuj form also comes, but we don't have access to Chaturbhuj, no, form. Then Lord comes, when he comes in the Leela Avatar form, he is known as Vibhava. You know, like Narsimha, Vaman, Kurma, they are all Lord's Vibhava form, where Lord comes and he does Leela. And then the 4th manifestation is Antaryami, the Lord as Paramatma in the heart. Now the problem is that we can't go and worship Para form. We don't have access to Chaturvya. Nobody can go and meet, have an appointment with you know, this 4 Lord. Nobody has actually, you know, sitting here has participated in the Leela of Narsimhadev. Anybody gone, you know, shook the hand with Narsimhadev, Hari Bol, how are you, you know, Bhagavan? No. Antaryami, andar se awaaz aati hai, lekin phir bhi direct access nahi hai. So therefore, to give a direct access to living entities like us, Lord manifests in the form which is known as Archa Avatar. Archa is in the form of metal or wood, or because, you know, 2 things can have. Either spirit can interact with spirit, or matter can interact with matter. Matter cannot interact with spirit, spirit cannot interact with matter. So if we want to worship the Lord, who is Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakaran Kana. So Sachidananda, we have to also become Sachidananda. So either we have to leave our body and then become spirit and worship spirit, or the second thing is Lord actually comes. Like a child who is not able to reach, you know, the tall father, the father bends down and he picks him up. So Lord comes down in the form. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 27th chapter, 12th verse, you know, there is a description given that how Lord comes in which form. Sailidaru mahila hi lepya lekhya cha saikati manomai manimai pratima. Srimad Bhagavatam says that there are 8 manifestations of the Lord which comes in this material world. Which are these 8 words? Shailidaru mai lohi lepya laikhya cha saikati manomai manimai. These are the 8 manifestations. What is this? First is Saili. Saili is deities made up of stone. You know, we can have deities in the stone form. And therefore, these deities are not just stone or some people as they claim idol worship. We are not doing idol worship, you know, we are doing deity worship. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sakshi Gopal, looking at Sakshi Gopal, he exclaimed, he told Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandana, that you are not the deities of the stone, you are Sakshat Brajendra Nandana. Then, Saili. Second is Darumai. Darumai is deities made of wood, like Gaur Nitai and Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya. Lohi. Lohi is deities made of metal, like we have here Radha Gopinath Ji and Gopal Ji, which is made up of metal. Lepya. Lepya is deities made up of clay. Then sandalwood or other substances. And Lekhya. Lekhya is Likhna, paint. Now, deities in the form of paint. We have so much, many nice paintings. And Shaikati. Shaikati is made up of sand. You know, sometimes some people like this Rameshwaram, you know, the Shivaling was made of sand originally. And Manomai. Manomai is conceived in the mind. You know, which is the deities in the mind? No, there is no time, but we'll just tell example. That one Brahmana worshipped the Lord in the mind. He made kheer, and then he wanted to check whether the kheer is hot or not. He put finger in that. Everything in mind. No, kheer actually in the pot. He put the finger in the mind, in the pot, which was also there in the mind, and his finger actually burnt, not in the mind. The finger was actually burnt. Now, there's a story, but we don't have time. So, the made up of Manamai, which is made in the mind, and Manimai. Manimai is the deities made up of jewels. So, there are so many deities which are made of jewels. Pratima, these are the deities. Ashtavidha. So, these are the eight manifestations which Lord takes. And we have so many, you know, like stone deities are in temple, wood is Jagannath, metal is also in the temple. Clay deities are sometimes found, you know, when we go to Govardhan Parikrama, paintings are so many there, and like there are, you know, so many devotees, but most commonly used form is stone and the metal, like, you know, Lord Narasimha Dev appeared from the stone pillar. Then Rama delivered stone, Ahalya, you know, made bridge from the stone, and Krishna delivered Narkuver and Manigri from stone mortar. So, you know, stone is very much, you know, connected to the Lord, and in the Kali Yuga he comes in the form of the Lord. So we see that in here in Kali Yuga, we have so many deity form at the various place of pilgrimage. We'll just end by saying this. Lord has accepted different varieties of form in different places. Like, you know, if you go to Orissa, as we told, you know, deities of wood. Orissa, Lord Jagannath is there, which is, you know, sitting here. Lord Jagannath is himself here. He is in the form of wood and his hands are like this, you know, straight. His hands are straight. Then from there we go to West Bengal and see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the same hand which are like this becomes like this. It goes up. Then we travel more and go to Nathdwara. So two hands which are like this, you know, one hand becomes like this. You know, one hand is like this and the other hand comes down. When we go to Udupi, both the hands come down. You know, Udupi Krishna's both hands are down. You know, he's like this. Then again we go to Mathura Vrindavan, so both the hands, you know, which are down, it comes on the side. You know, so first the Lord is like this, then the Lord takes form like this, then he takes form like this, then he is like this, and then he takes the form like this, and then when we go to Pandharpur, you know, both the forms, hand come on the west. And His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj says, what is the meaning of, you know, the hand on the west? So Lord is saying that, Aajao, daro mat, mere paas aajao, pani itna hi hai. You know, like sometimes when we go to swimming, you know, some expert swimmer will say, nah, dar mat, pani itna hi hai, jyada gehra nahi hai. So Lord is saying that, aaja, ye material world itna hi hai mere tak, you know, main utha lega tumhare ko. So the Lord's hand goes like this, to this, then, you know, like this, then both the down, then on the kamar, then on the side. So our Sudama Prabhu says that this is actually Lord ki haath ki safai. You know, kaise Lord, you know, ghumate hai. So haath ki safai is the word actually which is made, that when you want to actually take away something without the knowledge of everyone. So Lord, when a person engages in the bhakti, the Lord takes everything. That, you know, the charge is taken by the Lord and he takes the rein in his hand, and then, you know, he can take us back to Godhead. And how we will understand all this thing? By hearing. How Brahmaji created the material world? By hearing. Thousands of years he meditated and he heard tap. You know, by hearing he started. Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj, he gave the knowledge and Parikshit Maharaj heard it. By hearing he went back to Godhead. So the hearing is so important. If we hear the message of the Lord, try to see the Lord by ears and not by the eyes, we can understand what things as they are, as it is. So we will stop here. Thank you very, very much. I exceeded few minutes, please forgive me for that. And in the course of discussion, if I would have told anything which is not appropriate, please forgive me for that. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki
jai,
Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Gaur Premanand ki
jai.